Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with our city officials, City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. Before we move on, we have a caller standing by with a question or comment, so let's go to the phone lines. Good morning.
Yes, when the county fair is over and they close the swimming pools on the August the 15th, is the business plan then with the news of the virus illnesses in all the adjoining states to Kansas, are we then going to go to the mask requirements and the lockdown again? Or what is the plan? Thank you.
We're certainly watching the spread of the primarily the Delta variant. I know there's been increases locally, and I think that'll time will tell as there's additional gatherings for different events. We're certainly going to be looking to the health department and the Raleigh County Health Department for any recommendations that they might have, and certainly encourage folks to get vaccinated. Those vaccines appear to help deter. I know there has been cases where vaccinated folks have gotten the new Delta variant, but they've gotten flu-like symptoms as opposed to being more sick than most of the folks that are being hospitalized with the new Delta variant are unvaccinated folks. So, whether we get into some of the mask mandates again or recommendations, all of those things are going to be something that we're certainly going to be looking at. We hopefully learn from some of the past and how we deal with some of these surges of stuff coming forward. You mentioned, the good news is, I guess, is a lot of these are outdoor activities. So that's very helpful. And whether or not certainly any business or other entity can self-impose some of those requirements if they want to. And so we'll be looking at any guidance put out by our local health department and recommendations that they're going to be suggesting.
Nancy, I concur with that. I've always felt like we should have stuck with the EOC process, and the idea of the city injecting itself in that and creating its own rules, I'm not in favor of that. And I think if there's people concerned about it, no one's preventing you from wearing a mask. If you want to wear a mask, do so. I think the vaccine's a good thing. I went ahead and took it, back in March, and survived just fine. And I came to the conclusion that the vaccine was a good idea just based on my younger days. Smallpox worked, polio worked, and we got through those. And so that's where I'm at. But people that don't want to get vaccinated, that's your choice too. And if you wish to wear a mask or you want to stay home, fine. But I don't want to see us put the brakes on our economy at this point. That's a bad move.
All right. Thank you for the question. That's a good one. Moving on here as we continue on the general agenda here for tonight. There is a first reading of an ordinance establishing the Lee Elementary Neighborhood Historic District. And these are always kind of interesting. Tell us a little bit more about what this entails, Ron.
So this is really interesting. This is we established a certified local government back in 1999 through a local ordinance that created the Historic Resources Board and other local historic aspects. And so most of our history and the work that's been done with historic preservation in the community has been centered around individual properties being designated for state and national the historic registers. There's benefits to that, such as state and federal tax credits that can assist with renovations and maintenance and components like that. There's also some districts, and we have a couple districts in town. They're both state and national historic districts. One certainly in our downtown area, our downtown district, and then we have the Pierre Houston Street Historic District. Again, those are our state and national historic districts that were designated. So as an alternative and prior to that other neighborhood district that we created, creating this certified local government where the Historic Resources Board can review and make recommendations on historic properties in town, created this component for a local historic district. There's never been one established as of yet. And this is an area along Hunting Avenue, just north of Lee School, where some of the property owners are working to create this historic district, and did make a presentation to the Historic Resources Board, which looks at various standards and, you know, why you might want to preserve this. This is kind of a post-World War II era type of properties that look at, they're looking at trying to preserve, and the aspects of a local historic district would basically create a process where before you got permits for major renovations. So if it was regular maintenance, like replacing shingles and painting, that sort of stuff, gutter work, you wouldn't need any approvals and nor interior stuff that required a code, but anything else of a significant nature would have a review process prior to the permit being issued to ensure that the historic integrity of some of the era of the homes would remain intact. And that might cover, you know, even demolition permits. So it is unique. It's something that we haven't had in front of a governing body yet. It'd be the first local historic district in the community. And so there isn't 100% in support of it. It does also contain a fraternity house that also owns some of the other houses. And so there's only about just a little over 50% that have signed the petition wanting to form the district. The Historic District Board did review it, is recommending unanimously for the district to be created. And the commission would do that by passing an ordinance to do so. The Historic Resources Board actually held the official public hearing on it, but we anticipate presentations both in support and opposed to it at tonight's meeting.
All right, Mayor Beller, what's your stance on something like this?
The primary issue on this is, you know, you're really talking 11 properties. Three of the properties belong to the fraternity, and they do not want to be part of the historic board. And their position is that this historic district is being created to prevent them from basically improving the properties that they purchased, which is two single family homes, you know, that are next to it. And the other thing that's interesting is, you know, there's about 150,000 square feet of property in this district, and the fraternity owns 70,000 of it. So, you know, I've got some reservations about the whole thing simply because where does one group's property rights begin and the others end? And some of the specifics on there is like this one home that the fraternity purchased, which the application says in excellent condition. I walked in it last week, and I wouldn't call it in excellent condition. It probably should be condemned. But this historic district would prevent them from tearing it down or expanding it and put a second floor on it. And so the information the alumni group from the fraternity have provided the commission, they basically feel like this entire historic district is being set up purposely to harm their property rights. And so there is a little bit more conflict here than maybe Ron alluded to, you know, on this. And it is interesting because can your neighbors now vote out your property rights through historic district? And I'm troubled by the whole thing because again, I understand, you know, you got some nice homes there, and I'm not so sure I'd want to live next to a fraternity, you know, to just, you know, on the surface, that's not my thing. Would I want them to expand next to my house? Probably not. But, you know, what are the rights of that alumni group that bought those houses? And that's what's troubling me. So I'm just not sure about the whole process.
And what constitutes a historic property? Because some of these homes, I think the newest one is formed in 1977. That doesn't seem very historic to me. And then I think the oldest is 1951.
So generally, anything that's over 50 years old could be considered historic. And they're really looking at eras, you know, types of architecture for different eras. And there's a few in that area that have a similar style and have some background on the architects that were involved in designing them.
Okay. Well, that'll be fascinating. Certainly going to be a point of content here or tonight here at this city commission meeting. Again, that's the historic district conversation there right by Lee Elementary, just north of there. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back more in focus after this here on News Radio KMAN.